The Department of Basic Education announced today that schools were going to open on the 15th of February. A little earlier than that for teachers. They're not getting much grace. They were due to go back on the 25th. They will go back on the 1st. Pupils had been due to go back on the 27th. They will now go back on the 15th of February. The announcement was made earlier today by the Deputy Minister of Basic Education because the Minister is on sick leave. Basil Manuel is the Executive Director of one of the teacher representative bodies, the National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa. Basil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Pleasure to be with you.
Do you agree with the decision?
Well, there are certain things we agree about, and we were certainly consulted about the delay in the opening, particularly after we heard evidence from Professor Shabir Wadi and the other gentlemen and ladies who serve on the medical council, and they had advised us that, in fact, opening schools when the virus seems to be peaking would not be such a great idea. And so we met with the DG, we questioned, and we all agreed that schools would reopen at least on the 15th, which is just a little more than 2 weeks after what was said to be the opening date.
Okay, I mean, we don't know whether the 15th of everything's going to be any better, Basil. So do we go to the 1st of February, I mean, to the 1st of March then? I mean, surely at some point, given the fact that we've had a long time to try to learn how to live with this virus, you've got to take on the challenge or not?
John, in fact, what you're saying is not very much different from our sentiment.
Yeah.
We of course, questioned the what-ifs, and we were assured by the learned people from science that, in fact, this is educated guesswork. But NAPTOS has always said that the safest place for children is in school, and we stick to that. However, it's not at all costs. And this new variant is exactly what has been flagged with us, where everybody's saying, all the science people are saying, that the indications are that 12-year-olds and higher are being infected with adult COVID. And this is where the concern was, that teachers who are in the community, many of whom may have been infected or are infected, and they don't even know they are, will be coming into schools, and we could start a super spreader set of events. And it is for that reason that this time around there's extra caution. If we were in the same place as we were last year, I think we've learned a lot more, and we would not be as ready to accept that we would have to have this break. But added to that, we were also very cautious and very clear to the department that we are not interested in staggered returns of learners, because that is one of the things that were being proposed. We said, no, when it's time for the learners to come back, they must come back. But what we are unhappy with is this inordinate long period where the teachers will be at school without the learners. You see, John, if it is about health and safety, it's about teachers and the learners. For 3 weeks for a management team to be at school and to claim that they're going to be preparing things that they were supposed to prepare last year does seem like we are actually setting people up to sit around, to start clustering, and that is unproductive. And we are questioning the wisdom of that. That was certainly not discussed with us.
You're being paid. Come on, Basil, you're being paid. No. So aren't you, I don't know how useful you are at school, but however useful you are there, surely you're more useful there than you are at home.
Well, yes and no. But we are saying, I'm not advocating for additional holidays, certainly not. And I don't think any of the teacher unions want to. We are asking, what is the rationale for this? We never have such a long period before learners come back. Because actually, if a school hasn't prepared yet, there's something seriously wrong with the management of the school.
Yeah, okay. It's difficult. I'm not suggesting that any of these decisions are easy. We're not the only country wrestling this problem. There's a huge amount of unhappiness and division, debate and anger and fear in the UK and in just about everywhere where children go to school. So it's never it's easy to sit on the outlines and chart the way forward. But when you're in the business of providing education, what is the best thing to do and how best to do it is not that easy.
You see, John, one of the things we've put to the department is, if you are saying to us you have a program in place where we can extend online learning, we will be the first to jump at it and say, no, everybody's got to be there and go through courses to ensure that they understand how to do this, because a very small group of people has up to now managed to do that. But in fact, the lessons of 2020 don't seem to have filtered down into the right places, because all we've been asking for is, let's extend online learning to another little group of people. We know we can't do it for everybody yet. We know we can't place a tablet in every hand or data, but certainly we can ensure that those grade 11s and those grade 12s virtually in every community won't have downtime if, in fact, we've planned, and we've planned with community centers and churches and mosques and the like. So we are advocating for this, but don't say to people, come and sit around, and then there is nothing new that they have to do, because everything that they have to normally do, they've done, and they are ready, waiting for their children to come back.
Basil Manuel, Executive Director of the National Professional Teachers Organization.